Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, as promised, this one is going to be a big NFT update. Again, you might have to listen to this one back 1, 3, 5 times. This one's going to be action-packed. I've been having guests like the past 2 weeks, and I just haven't come on and really doing like an update, kind of see what's or just talk about what's going on in the space generally and what trends I've been seeing with brands or just general, right? So that's what today's episode is going to be about. I'm telling you right now, again, it's going to be action fucking packed. I have my bullet points ready to go. But I'm telling you right now, again, it's going to be everywhere. It might be everywhere. But I also plan to accomplish explaining to someone that doesn't really understand the entire NFT web, the whole thing, right? So this might be the episode that you send to your friend, mom, dad, grandma, whoever that doesn't really understand it. This might be the episode, but again, it's going to be action-packed of what's going on, just updates and things to look forward to in the NFT space. So let's get right into it. Alrighty, so let's get straight into it. So first of all, my most played episode so far is intro to NFTs featuring my mom, my very first episode, and then also just explaining like what is an NFT, right? These are my most played episodes. So I have a lot of episodes, again, about just multiple different things. And so once you get the basis kind of down, you kind of understand, then you can go more in depth. And I have plenty of episodes about that. But first, I wanted to really just separate it because you hear NFTs, right? You hear blockchain, right? And you also hear cryptocurrencies. So those are all three intertwined, but they're all completely separate. They all do their own thing, but they lean into each other. They integrate definitely in some way. And as I go through this, you'll understand. So first of all, let's talk about for the Solana people, right? Shout out my guy, John. So Solana, right? Y'all thought that y'all were going to have a Solana summer for a second. And for a second, I was like, oh shit, right? The Solana NFTs were coming up on OpenSea. Like, and again, Solana is its own, it's a different blockchain. OpenSea is the marketplace, but again, OpenSea allows you to interact with different blockchains. This is another thing, right? If you don't understand blockchain, right, the best way, or Ethereum, right, the best way to really understand, honestly, like just honestly, is to go get on the blockchain and just try to just do stuff, interact with the blockchain, right? I can sit here and try to explain it in detail as much as I can, but again, you literally have to go to OpenSea, buy an NFT, a Solana NFT, right? That's the Solana blockchain, right? Or buy an Ethereum NFT, right? A little bit more expensive, but again, it is a premium blockchain. I always say that. So there is going to be the blockchains of the future, right? I guess you can say, right? Ethereum is in no doubt going to be one of them for sure. Solana will definitely be up there, but again, Solana recently, the whole blockchain just shut down. Like so I always was kind of like wary of Solana, but that kind of made me like, okay, no. Like I'm getting not completely away from Solana, but the fact that the whole Solana blockchain was on a halt, like what? You cannot do that to the Ethereum blockchain, right? The whole point of the blockchain is that, again, it cannot be, nobody fucks with it. Nobody owns it. Nobody can like stop it and just like, the blockchain is the blockchain, right? Again, you can't like fake it. You can't like edit anything. Once you do something on the blockchain, it's done and it's there forever, right? Until the end of time, literally. So when I heard that the Solana blockchain was like halted, right, at a stop, I was kind of just like, okay, anyway. So I wanted to get that away because that's important. Like, right, people always say, why Ethereum? Why ETH? Why even .ETH, the .ETH name, right? Again, .ETH easily is the new .com. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Literally go look around. Every single brand, I'm going to name just a few. I already know, Gucci, you know that brand, right? Prada, right? Nike, right? Every single one of these brands, that was just the tiniest list. I could literally go on for like pages, right, of brands that are getting their .ETH names. But not only are they getting their .ETH, right? Again, .ETH, Ethereum blockchain, right? They're not only getting their names, right? So again, if it's Nike, Nike.ETH, right, whatever. They're getting like trademarks that they use, right? So like if my brand is, like, let me just give you an example. Nike, right? Their little swoosh sign, right? You know that everyone knows the little Nike swoosh sign, right? They literally just went and bought .swoosh.eth, right? They bought D-O-T SWOOSH.eth. The whole word spelled out, .swoosh.eth. Nike bought that. Right, so like Coca-Cola, what are some of their sayings? I honestly don't even know, but like, you know them. It's like refreshingly good or crispy taste. Or again, I don't know if those are the ones for Coca-Cola, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, I think refreshingly good for Coca-Cola, I think that's theirs. So again, they're buying all their trademarks like that, refreshingly good.eth. So this is really, it's because, now I mentioned that because also you go back, right? And then you read the headline, right? The market's down, right? So the market's down, but again, all these brands and literally every brand is jumping into the NFT space and jumping into this Web3 space. So you have to understand that when you hear the market is down or whatever, like NFTs, da-da-da, or whatever, you really have to understand that they're comparing it to when it was at its peak. Like when people, like, again, because this is something I also want to talk about, right? So when people come in, right, initially, at first, we had a huge bull run, right, because of the Bored Ape Yacht Club, right? Most people don't give a shit if something is, when something's $2,000, it's like cool, right? When something's $20,000, you know, people give it maybe a better look or more of an eye, you could say. But when something's $200,000, and I'm talking about the Bored Ape Yacht Club, right? Like this specific NFT, then people give a shit. Now people want to like, what the fuck, this 200, now people care. Now people want one, right? Now it's 200,000, right? 20,000 is like, okay, what is that? Like, that's cool. But oh, it's 200,000. Oh, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like the big jump. So again, even with the CryptoPunks too as well, right? That's like the OG project. And another reason is why .eth, right? Why Ethereum? Again, these OG projects, CryptoPunks, the Rare Pepe, right? Again, the Ethereum blockchain has these OG projects on there, right? So this is not only, that's not the only reason why people would want to, use this blockchain in the future, right? The Ethereum blockchain is like the best blockchain so far. Like literally, like as far as the only complaints, basically, again, it is a premium. You do got to pay a little bit more. It's a little bit more expensive, right? But again, the merge is about to come. So this is another huge deal, right? You'll hear people talking shit about NFTs just in general. Like they'll say like, oh, well, they're not good for the environment. Well, okay. The merge is about to come, right? And so that, again, should lower transaction costs, but increase the speed of the blockchain and how transactions are flowing through, right? Because again, at the moment, the gas fees, right? So anytime you interact with like the blockchain, the Ethereum blockchain specifically, the gas fees are a little bit more premium to do anything, right? And the gas fee is based on how many people are using the network at one time. A lot of people are using the network, that fee or that tax is going to be a little bit higher. So on Solana, this is like an alternative for people is because, again, Solana, the fees are just like pennies compared to Ethereum, right? And there's other blockchains too, like where the fees are just so, so low, right? But again, it comes back to that, like you pay for what you get, right? Again, you got to pay a little bit more on Ethereum, but it's on the Ethereum blockchain. Like, again, it's just one of those things. It's really just one of those things. But so again, these OG projects being on the Ethereum blockchain is pretty important, right? So again, that's another why.eth, right? Again, every brand, not only, of course, is it a brand's handle, right? It's their wallet. So this .eth is like, it's like multiple different things. I've talked about the ENS, the why, the .eth. I have a whole episode talking about that, so I don't really want to go too in depth on that. But again, so back to why, if you hear or you see the market being down or NFTs, like they're not trading as much as they were, again, because they're talking about this one specific, comparing it to this one specific time when, again, the Bored Ape and the CryptoPunks were going nuts, right? They were just going fucking insane. What the fuck? This picture selling for this? What the fuck? Right? And so now we had so much trade volume, right? It was trading like millions, right? It was just crazy going nuts. Now it's slowed down a little bit. And again, it's still trading fucking insane, right? Compared to anything, right? But they're comparing it to that one spike, with the CryptoPunks and the Bored Apes, right? So it's like, yeah, of course we didn't have the biggest spikes, right? That was like a huge fucking bull run, right? But it's like still like, if you just actually take a look and ask brands, ask people, like, what? No, people are building, people are doing, like, people are entering the Web3 space. Like, it's, people are, like, actively building, like, a bunch of shit just straight for Web3 and NFTs, and it's not, like, I don't know, it's nuts, because to like, the average, like, consumer just looking and just reading a headline, it's like, oh, shit, like, yeah, you know, like, I didn't think those fucking digital clicks or whatever, like, that didn't, yeah, I thought that was BS. But, and it's crazy, because, like, I'm starting to really try to perfect how I pitch the NFT, right? So someone, again, the right click savers, right? Oh, what the fuck? Screw your NFT. I can just right click save it and I have it and I own it, right? So it's like, bro, okay, if I just take a picture of your wife standing right next to you, do I own your wife now? No, right? You have the marriage certificate, right? So that's right there, right? It's just a stupid example. But again, like, that's where the blockchain comes. Like, how do you know who owns it? It's the blockchain. The blockchain verifies. This is the whole thing. So imagine, like, you own a Lamborghini. Like, you own a Lamborghini, right? I'm just using this as an example. You own the Lamborghini, right? And I'm going to show you how this goes into luxury goods. So, again, you own your Lamborghini. You get the pink slip, right? So, I mean, you own it outright, right? What if Lamborghini issued an NFT that showed that you own that thing and you had it in your wallet, right? Same thing with fashion goods, right? I've said it, my fashion is, I'm Walmart all day, every day. At Walmart, just go to Walmart and I go crazy at Walmart and that's it. And I just rock Walmart. Like, that's just me personally. But I do like, again, people at work, right? They got the J's, right? They got the Yeezys. They got the, I understand it 1,000,000,000%. I just don't buy it for myself. I just, not me, right? So again, but I understand it completely. Again, everybody wants to, everybody just, again, of course, is communicating whatever, their hat, their shirt, their bracelet, their shoes, their everything. Everybody's communicating constantly, right? So this is just another communication tool. And it's so insane. Like, what? So you own something digitally and that's how you, like, what? And it's like, yeah. So again, your Louis Vuitton bag, right? If, like, your wife has a Louis Vuitton bag or whatever, right? She'll be getting issued an NFT that shows the authenticate, like, that it's authenticated, right? It's not fake. That's the whole other thing. It's like, you cannot fake any of this shit. Like, you can't, like, again, a baseball card back in the day, you can replicate it, right? And people, it's hard to, like, find out. Is it, you can no longer do that, right? You can't do that with the blockchain. That's the entire, like, what the fuck moment, right? It's like, you can't fake anything. Everything is there. So when you step out with your Yeezys here in the future, it'll be coming right around the near future. You'll get issued an NFT for your Yeezys and you'll know that they're good. The serial number matches the ones on the shoe, whatever, right? And that's just, like, how it's going to be, right? Like, that's how you're going to know. That's going to be your digital flex. So, right, in your wallet, your stand-up wallet, people are going to be like, oh, shit, like, let me see what this guy owns in his wallet, right? I'm like, oh, shit, he has the Yeezy, da-da-da, whatever, right? It's going to be verified by Yeezy or whatever the company is. That's how bad, I don't even know. But anyway, like, Louis Vuitton, like, oh, they're verified NFT with this bag, with it match 100,000,000,000%. That's just, like, how it's going to be. I don't know, it's simple communication digitally, right? And it's still, I know for some people it's so hard because, like, again, like, what? Why do people want to own shit digitally? And it's really a crazy, like, thought, like, but it's, like, obvious now. Like, a lot of people are, like, owning things, like, digitally, right? People just want shit digitally. Like, they don't want, I've talked about this in plenty of episodes, like, right? They don't want the physical good. They just want the digital, right? Of course, there's people out there that want the physical, of course. But I'm saying with NFTs, again, you can have both. A lot of people think coming into NFTs that it's just the digital only. There's, like, way more physical in both, like, happening, believe it or not, right? Again, you owned the pink slip for your Lamborghini, but you also own the Lamborghini that matches the VIN number, right? The whole verification, right? One thing I am super interested in, is the private blockchain. So hopefully we have someone on to talk about the private blockchains, because that's interesting. But again, this blockchain that I'm talking about, the Ethereum blockchain, is public. Everybody can see everything, right? In your wallet, you could see everything. Everything is so transparent. I can go to everybody's wallet right now and see how much everybody has in their wallet, right? You can have different wallets, of course, but the wallet that you are showing off, or the one that's connected to your whatever, your Instagram or whatever, right? I can go in there, I can click your wallet, and I can see how much money you have. I can see what NFT you transferred to who you transferred, who sent money to you. Like, you can see everything. Everything is completely transparent. So it's like one of those things. It's like you can't really fake it. Again, like, you can go on on Instagram right now show off your uncle's Rolex, right? Or his Audemars Piguet, right? His Patek Philippe, right? You can go show it off, right? Flex it off. But again, I'm going to be like, bro, you don't have the NFT. Like, you don't have the paperwork for it, but the digital paperwork, right? Like, I'm not going to, like, physically go to his house and, like, where's that paperwork for that, right? But, bro, like, he's going to have it issued from, again, Rolex, issued from whatever. And it's going to be authenticated and verified that that is the real one, that he does have that. So, again, I don't got to, like, see, I don't got to, right? He has it in his wallet. It's right there. He owns it. So, again, brands are doing this. They're looking into this. This is not, like, some type of, like, it seems so easy that just everything's just so, like, speculative. It's really, like, not. Like, Prada.eth, Gucci.eth. Like, they're all, like, they're doing this. They understand this. They understand, like, communication. Like, even, again, just communication, again, with goods, right? Physical goods. Like, your shoes, your backpack, whatever. Everybody's communicating. Everybody. That's just it. That's just it. So, brands going into, now let's talk about brands going into the metaverse. Right, this is always the metaverse. People hate the metaverse. I get it, but like, you just got to understand that. And I think there's different conversations to be had, right? Because I just had a conversation the other day, one of my girlfriend's clients. She's like, well, I don't, because we're just talking about NFTs. She wants to learn. She's like, well, I don't want my kids to be in the metaverse. I don't want them to have all these things. And it's I completely understand, but to the same extent, that's a whole different conversation, right? Whether or not it's good or bad or whatever. That's just a whole different conversation that needs to be had and can be had. But that's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what it's going to be and like where it's going to go. So again, it's up to you whether I don't know. So like, I just wanted to bring that up also because like people will go down that path and I'll go down the path with them. I'm just like, okay, well, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to try to stay alive for 150 years and try to like get your grandkid? Not, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It's one of these things. It's like, you can sit there and try to like mentally play with it all day, but it's just like, no. This is going to happen. Like, again, it's going to be up to whoever to be in the metaverse. This is why I always say, again, if you don't want to be in the metaverse, nobody will tell you. You will not have to wear goggles. You will not have to do none of that. If you don't want to be in the metaverse, do not be in the metaverse, right? It's that simple. No one's going to be forcing goggles on nobody. I think that's like that's the big like, what? Like, I don't. So, again, if you want to be in the metaverse, right? Like, same thing. Like, if you want to be on social media, if you want to do something with your brand, then you can, right? And so, if you're a brand, right, big or small, and all the attention is in the metaverse, you don't necessarily have to be in the metaverse, right? Like, you can set some things up in the metaverse that people that like to do that are. I'm just trying to get strategic and creative about like people that don't want to do it or people that are not really understanding how it's not like everyone's forced to be on goggles and everyone's on the same. It's not that serious. It's not like that at all. It's just people will be on the metaverse. Like, people will be in the metaverse, right? So again, as a big brand, medium-sized brand, how does your, okay, like here, that's a perfect example, right? Like, you can't drink a Starbucks coffee in the metaverse. Right, it's such a brain fuck for people. Like, well, what is Starbucks gonna do in the metaverse? Am I gonna drink a coffee? No, but again, if you're interacting with a game, these brands are gonna have to find ways to get creative to literally make you interact with their brand digitally. Right, so whether they're making you laugh or making you do something that's cool with whatever you like as far as learning or whatever they're doing. Brands are going to have to get smart digitally, right, about advertising to you. And, like, it's not going to be a traditional advertisement. It's going to be, like, an interaction with the brand, right? And, again, these things, it goes back to, like, I love it, right? The psychology of, like, the buyer, right? I love that shit. The psychology of the buyers, again, brands make different touch points, right? Like, even if you're driving down the thing, like, you don't really pay attention to a billboard, but, like, you just see a billboard about whatever, right? Whatever. Dos Equis, whatever. It's so, so subconscious. Like, that brand knows that putting that billboard there, they don't think, oh, they're going to see this billboard drive straight to the corner store and they're going to buy Dos Equis. That's not what they're thinking at all. All it is, again, it's just brand recognition. Like, it's just brand. Like, as many times as you see the brand, like, you subconsciously at checkout, you might choose one of these products, right? These are just all things to think about, like, for brands. I don't know. It's crazy stuff. So now I want to transition to the NFT projects, kind of like what's been going on. So recently, this is how you know. Like, recently, there's a project called Goblin Town. I talked about it on my last podcast. Goblin Town, right? Personally, I'm not hating on the project one bit. Like, but I think that if I had one of those NFTs in my wallet, it would stain my wallet and my wallet would look ugly. That's just my opinion. I hate the art on it. I can just guarantee you right now, if those Goblin Towns weren't, it's back to my same other point, right? When it hits 2,000, everyone maybe takes a look, right? It hits 20,000, now everyone's like, oh shit. But this is the whole thing. Again, you got FOMO, fear of missing out, from the whole Bored Ape Yacht Club. I'm telling you, this is what it is. People are trying to spot the next Bored Ape Yacht Club. And again, I have to come on here and say, like, it's not bad or good or whatever. Again, if you are in here, if you're just in NFTs just to get a quick bag, you just want to be a quick millionaire, cheers to you. Cheers to you. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And I'm not going to show you how to do that. That's just not me. There's other people that really specialize in just trying to do, you know, just quick shit, right? Like, quick. Again, that's just not me. I haven't sold nothing that I bought. I'm trying to just quick flip or quick sell. I can sell my shit, right? I'm just not going to do that. That's not the shit. Like, I bought it because I like it. I there is things, however, like the ENS domain names. All day. I bought, like, for medium, maybe short term that I think I'm going to sell soon or something in the medium, or maybe even domains that I'm holding for long term. But that's for that, right? For NFTs, again, like projects, I truly, 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 like, I've been doing this, like I've been like 50, almost, I don't know how many episodes, 50-ish, right? But like, now I'm really, like, narrowing down how I view these projects and all these different, like, and I'm not buying shit right now. I'm not buying no NFTs. Why? Because all this shit is bullshit right now. Go look at the chart. Go look at the charts. They're all bullshit projects. None of them are like, I like the artwork. I can't even say I think what they might have cool utility or what. It's all day trade flip. Like, it's so obvious too. Like, again, if these Goblin Town, you have to go look at these things. They're disgusting. They're ugly. Like, they're just, again, my opinion, like, right? Like, art is all subjective. But these Goblin Towns, like, again, even if they were one penny, like, I would not want that in my wallet. Like, again, it stains the wallet, in my opinion. That's just me. Again, I'm just thinking, like, that's how you know it's so obvious that we're still so early and that people are still trying to find the next Bored Ape. Again, cheers to you. Go find it. But it's so obvious, right? Because, again, it hits 2,000, right? The Goblin Town. Then it hits 15,000. Now people are looking. Now they're like, oh, shit. They're thinking if it's going to hit 10,000, this might be that crazy radical one that goes to 100,000, that goes to 200,000, right? So, again, I understand. I understand that thinking as well. And, again, that's the only reason why you see that. Nobody likes the artwork. Artwork is subjective. But I just had the strongest feeling that... It's goblintown.wtf. You have to go look at it for yourself. I promise this shit's disgusting. It's ugly, but it's going crazy right now. Like, right? It's worth, like, fuck. I think last time I checked, like, 80 ETH, right? It might be, like, 16, 17 grand, $15,000 for this thing, for this NFT, right? Like, and again, people will try to justify. Oh, well, the community, the whatever. No, bro. You just want the next CryptoPunk or a Bored Ape. Just say it. It's not a big deal. Like, just say you want some cash. Everybody wants some cash. So I think that's the thing. You gotta watch out for that. Like, a lot of this stuff right now, it's like, I don't know. It's so obvious to me. Those are the clear signs that, yeah, this is just, it's that. It's just day trade still. But again, it's not a big deal. It is what it is. I'm just reporting on what I'm seeing. So we have that, right? I truly do. I think we're still in, like, a bear market. It'd be considered like a bear market right now. But there is going to be a whole nother, again, CryptoPunk and Bored Ape bull run, like we did, like we just saw with CryptoPunk and Bored Ape, right? There's going to be a full-blown another one. I don't know when. I just know it's going to be here sometime soon in the future, right? So it's, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff right now. But, of course, as always, getting into NFTs, the most important part is the education. Like, again, that's why I wanted to separate the NFTs from the blockchain, from cryptocurrencies. I don't know shit about cryptocurrencies. I'm not a crypto, okay, I don't, not that I know shit, but I'm just trying to, like, I really am just not like a crypto guru at all. Like, straight up, like, I know about cryptocurrencies, right? But, like, I'm just not like a guru guy. I'm not so into it. I don't really care about it like that, to be honest. So, with NFTs, you use cryptocurrency to buy NFTs, and the NFTs live on the blockchain, which are, again, verified, right? Like I always say, again, Michael Jackson's very first concert ticket. Imagine Michael Jackson, his very first concert ticket, right? If you had that right now, that's worth something to somebody. Now, with the blockchain, we're going to be issued a ticket to ACL, Austin City Limits. It's going to be coming here to Austin, Texas. Jambalaya, you name it. Every event that we go to, we're going to be issued an NFT and we'll have it in our wallet, right? Like, that's just like what it's going to be, right? And we're going to always have that NFT, and it shows to other people like what we do or what we're into, what we go to, right? Oh, Jared goes to ACL. Oh, Jared goes to Jambalaya. Jared likes Sam Morrell, the comedian, which I love Sam Morrell, shout out. So again, I'll have a Sam Morrell NFT. I'd love to have a Sam Morrell NFT, right? So just say I go to this, I'll do a new example, brand new example right now. Let's say I go to this new, right here, shout out if you're a comedian listening. I go to a new comedian, right? He's a local comedian, right? He issues his NFT of like 50 or 100, right? Then he becomes the next whatever, George Lopez, Dave Chappelle, whatever, the best comedian, right? That NFT is worth something. He only issued 50 on that day, or 100, right? You have that one. You own it. It's in your wallet. Now, 2, 5, 10 years later, right? He becomes something. Again, it's an asset for you, but also every time that somebody that owns the ticket originally sells, it's also money in the comedian's pocket. Say that one more time. The comedian in 2, 5, 10 years, when you decide to sell the NFT, like you're like, all right, well, I'm done, I'm going to cash out, whatever. You sell it for 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 500,000, a million, whatever. If the comedian put in the smart contract, I receive 3% royalties, I receive 5% royalties, I receive 10% royalties every time this sells, this NFT sells, then again, he is going to get that royalty, right? 5 years later down the road, or whenever you sell, or whatever, all right? So again, these are just things to think about for sure. I know the blockchain seems scary, but again, all these things, again, I could sit here and talk to you all day about this. You have to go on OpenSea. You have to go on Luxrare. You have to go on these different marketplaces. You have to interact with the blockchain. That's the only way that you're going to be able to understand it. The NFTs, you're going to have to look at a freak ton of NFTs. I look at NFTs all day, I just know this shit. I know how this shit, like, looks. I know what I'm going to buy. I know, like, right? Again, I don't know what's going to be the next CryptoPunk, right? Nobody can guess that. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. And one thing I did hear about the Goblin Town is that, like, one of the founders is something to do with Bored Ape, right? So, again, these back-end things could be reasons why these projects are getting hype or, excuse me, or whatever, right? I don't know. I don't care who the could be. Whoever, God, released this Goblin Town, and these things are just ugly to me, so I'm just not gonna have them. End of story for me. But yeah, it's really an entire technology shift, right? Like, it's not just like learning some new things on Web 2 or like, oh yeah, just Instagram's upgrading, or no. This is an entire, like, again, with your cryptocurrencies, right? If you truly have the asset, like if you have a non-custodial wallet, like you own your private keys, that's your money. You are your own bank. So again, that just that concept alone, some people still can't grasp that concept that you will be your own bank, right? To the same extent, would I want my grandma to be her own bank? I don't know. I don't think so, right? Because again, she could lose her funds. She could lose her private keys, right? Her seed phrase. You lose your seed phrase, you're done. You're out there. You're just done. So again, she could lose it. Somebody could jack it. There's so many different things. That goes for everybody, right? But it's one of these things like to also think about. So while it is considered, quote, right, decentralized, I still think that there has to be an intermediary. There has to be someone in the middle, right? Not for everybody, but again, for like my grandma, like I would feel, and that's where it kind of gets like, right? Like, do I want this company to like take care of her passwords and like, no, like, yep, they're safe, her money's safe, right? Because it's still like traditional, right? Like kind of like bank or, right? So these are just different things to think about. And again, it's going to be interesting to see. We will see how this goes and how that specific situation pans out or what solutions people come up with. And that's another thing too. Web3, NFTs, blockchain, this shit is in the most infant stage in the world. This is like a newborn baby coming out and the whole world just shitting on the baby because it can't do shit, or it can't run, or it can't do something. It's just like, bro, it's just a baby. Like, he's just born. He still needs to learn. He still needs to fuck up. He still needs to, like, you know? So that's the way I just think. I view all of it. The NFTs, the Web3, the tech, everything, the whole techno, all of it. I view it. It's still just a baby. I'm not going to shit on it. Maybe some companies could have done things that I thought maybe they should have done this or whatever, right? But I can't shit on no company. No company knows exactly what's going. Like, that's just facts. Every company is just trying to do their best to try to push forward and try to just use this basically new technology, again, for their clients or customers, their brand, whatever they have going on, right? It's really about, again, for the brands. I know I'm everywhere, but I know that this is an action-packed episode. So again, for the brands, it's really, again, it's about that community building for sure. Like, more brands are going to be tapped in and listening to what their community wants to hear, or not hear, but what their community wants, right? So the brand can adjust, or the brand can take feedback, right? Because those are their, quote, shareholders, right? It's just like a stock. You're buying into NFT, you're buying into like a stock, basically, right? So it's just about how you think about it. Again, you can get frustrated trying to get rich quick, right? You just can, because it's like, it's not, you're way better off learning really, really, like, just learning this shit. Again, individually learning about NFTs, individually learning about blockchain, and learning about the cryptocurrencies, right? You're just better off trying to create something for the medium to long term, right? That is just something that you really, really love, and you just, it's your business, whatever you decide to do it, right? It's your brand or whatever you want to do with it, right? Because again, I know people listen to this podcast, it's people, again, straight up too, though. Also, I got to be real too. People that listen to this podcast are forward thinkers. They have brands or businesses, or, right? They've got a side hustle, right? Again, they're hustlers, right? People that listen to this podcast, there's no doubt about it. You have some type of hustle in you. Like, you're looking forward. You're looking to, all right, what's the next move? What's the next chess play? There's no doubt about it. Because again, the average person right now, you go ask them what an NFT is. I always say it a billion times. Go ask anybody what NFT is. They don't know it. They just think it's crypto or block or chain, or they don't know at all. Right. And that's the truth. So, and the thing is, even if they do understand it, how much do you understand it though? Cause there's levels, there's depths, like it goes in depth, right? So like, how do you act, or are you just kind of like just shitting on it? Kind of like you don't really understand. That's why it's at this point now, nobody can convince me otherwise. That just tells me that you just probably just don't understand. Like, and I get it. I understand. You just probably haven't done the homework to fully understand how this is going to work, or how it's already working, and how it's just already a thing. It's not like speculative. All this shit is happening. Again, JP Morgan, every company, look up every company, like every company, they're trying to look into Web3. They're trying to get, how are they going to finagle their way? Again, Lacoste, they're .eth. They're trying to get their .eth, like Puma.eth. Go look at Puma on Twitter. What's their thing? Puma.eth, right? Puma.ethereum, right? It's inevitable. It's just what it is, right? And again, brands are really smart at positioning themselves really early. And again, Meta, like, how is this not the most, like, what? Meta, Facebook, they changed their entire name to Meta for the metaverse, right? It's just what's taking place. And I'm here just to fill you in and tell you, like, what I see and how I think that you should approach or position for your brand or whatever, or, you know, just provide you with the tools, basically. Like, I just want to give you knowledge and just tell you what I see. And, like, again, as a consumer, as someone that, again, I opened up, it was called Downtown Detail in, like, 2019. So I was, like, 18, 19 years old. And that was, like, my first, quote, brand, right? And it was like an e-commerce store selling detailing products. I was big into detailing. I still love detailing. Like, that's weird. One thing about me, off topic, I don't know why, but I love washing cars. Like, I love detailing cars. Like, I don't know what it is. I just like to see them shiny as shit after. I love it. I just love it. I don't know. It's something super satisfying about it. It's one of those weird things. But anyway, so that was my thing. Like, right, Downtown Detail. I launched a product. I had three different products, or like, I would say like three flagship products, but like maybe like 3 to 7 products, right, total on the store, not including bundles. But anyway, so like, again, that was like my first brand. I didn't really I was really into branding. I was really into consumer behavior. I was really into these things, but I didn't understand the community aspect of it, right? So, like, how can I just have this product that truly, truly, I really thought it was badass. I thought it was, my shit was good. Again, I went to the manufacturers, tested the shit. Like, I really was trying to sell a really good product, like a damn good spray wax, a damn good waterless wash. So it was like, it was just different. It's just different. So again, coming into NFTs, right, the approach is just a little bit different. It's way more community. It's way more, yeah, just community building, listening to your community, which I didn't do, right? So that was my mistake. That was my learning, right? But it's just one of those things. It's super important. You're going to see that. It's really about the community building on just really what exactly you want to do or what you want to build in the NFT, Web3, whatever, the whole thing, right? But all I'm going to say, I'm going to end it on this, is that if you think you're late, you're completely wrong. We haven't even got started. Again, like I said, if you've listened to this podcast, I promise you, just this one episode, if you just listen to this one episode, I promise you, you know more than 80, 90% of the, like, of everybody right now. It's just the facts of it. It seems like everyone thinks, like, again, I'll talk to people right now, even about, like, even my cousin, like, they'll be like, oh, no, it's already late. I'm just like, late? The fuck, we haven't even started. Shit hasn't even started yet. That's what I'm saying. You triple down on your education on all this shit, and you start again, it almost turns everybody into an entrepreneur because they're like, what the fuck? You could do this? You could do that? Like, yes, it's not just fucking screenshot a picture and boom, you're whatever. Like, it's not that. It's so, there's a billion more different things. And again, also to the same extent, is like, I'm telling you about all these use cases for NFTs, blockchain, whatever. We haven't even, again, no human right now can even fathom what is still going to come out of this. Right, there's still so much more to come out. So many different ways that brands, companies can get creative with their NFT or what they want to, whatever they want to do. So again, it's not late by any means. It's still super fucking early. So yeah, just don't read headlines. Look at what actual brands and actual brands are doing right now. Like, where are they? What are they looking at? What are they trying to develop? Where are they, right? That gives you a strong clue of, like, okay, where is the kind of like the macro world moving? And if you don't understand that it's moving more and more digital every single day, then you probably live in a cabin, right? In Michigan or something, right? Shout out Michigan. No, I'm just playing. No, but I think you know what I'm saying. Like, right? Like, you have to understand that everything is going more and more digital. It's again, every kid's on the iPad, every kid is facing the phone, every parent's on Facebook, it's just so obvious that this is the next thing. So now what do you do? It's time to head down, again, learn about the whole shit, because again, it's a whole transition shift. It's not just some simple shit. Like, don't think it's simple shit. You gotta put in hours of homework to learn, right? The hours are worth it though, because then again, everything that you learn, I promise your brain will start expanding on so many different ideas for your own, again, business, your own brand, your own whatever you have going on, right? You're going to be like, oh, shit, I can implement this. Oh, wait, this is like, and again, with all these different niche categories, like, again, Budweiser, right? They bought beer.eth, right? They bought the entire category. Let's see what they do with it, right? Let's go even further. My girlfriend, right? She's a microblading artist. She bought microblading.eth. She owns microblading.eth. Again, what can she do with it? There's so many different things. She could sublease her domain. That's a whole different aspect, right? So she could sublease austin.microblading.eth. She could sublease dallas.microblading.eth, right? She owns the main domain, right? But she could sublease these other categories out, right? That's just one thing, right? She could make an entire brand out of microblading.eth, where she does her own pigments. She does her own thing. She could do whatever, right? She owns it. This could be her handle on Twitter, her handle on Instagram. This could be, again, we just got started. I'm just trying to, like, you know, like, there's so many different things with this. It's just, again, education, and again, the ideas in your head will go off. I promise you, entrepreneur or not. Right? Creative, really a creative person or not, you'll understand how once you start understanding this, it unlocks the creativeness in pretty much everybody, which is insane. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what? But yes, so again, that's, you know, people shitting on it. It's always the lack of education for sure. So yep, that is it. I told y'all this episode was going to be everywhere, but again, I wanted to be really impactful because again, This is the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. All I can do is be real and tell you what I see. That's it. That's it. And again, you can reach out to me. We can hop on a FaceTime. You can see me. I'm not trying to be ghost. I'm not trying to be some anonymous guy. Like, I realize you probably haven't seen me. There's people I've talked to that have seen my face. But it's like, right? Like, I'm not trying to be this, like, weird, like, anonymous guy, right? Not at all. Like, you know, if you want to hop on a FaceTime, you want to hop on whatever, you want to hop on a call, whatever the fuck, get me on the call. Let's talk. Let's see what you got going on. I want to hear. Like, I want to hear. Again, you learn from me. I learn from you. So, yeah, it's just all good feedback to me. But also tell me, please, please, please tell me, what aspect are you hung up on? Like, what part doesn't make sense? I really want to break it down. Like, I'm not going to shit on nobody. That's also the other thing coming into the NFT space is like, no, it's so, I've so far since I started the podcast, so welcoming. Like, I don't care how much knowledge you have, zero or 100 billion. I don't give a shit. Like, we're going to have the best conversation. We're going to talk about it. I'm not going to make you feel like, oh, you don't know. Like, no, fuck no. I would never do that. Like, I understand people, again, just taking the initiative to even learn. Like, dude, fucking congrats to you. No one wants to learn about this shit. This shit's boring to people. This shit's lame to people. This shit's just, like, weird shit to people, right? And, like, no, people don't want to learn about it, right? It's just crazy. So, again, you taking the initiative to listen to something, even learning about it's the right move. It's moving forward, right? Taking that step, right? That's always progress to me. Again, that's just badass to me. The fact that even someone even wants to learn, that's like, okay, bro, come on, let's go learn. You know what I'm saying? Let's go do it. That's all I did with this podcast. I just wanted to learn. That's it. That's the whole reason I, and you know how many connections I've had just because I made this podcast just to learn, just to come back and teach people like about the shit. It's the best shit in the world. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. It's just, that's it. I know I'm going on like a little ramble now, but it's really the truth. People in the NFT space are very welcoming, and no one's gonna shit on you. Everyone is here to learn. Everyone's trying to really grasp their head around this whole shit because it's a lot to understand. So yeah, if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, it's Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes. Hope everybody is enjoying their week. Again, please let me know what you want to hear. Really, like truly, like let me know, reach out. Do not hesitate to reach out at all. Please let me know what you want to hear. What do you want me to talk about next? Like, what don't you understand? Like, what do you want to hear more about, right? You want to hear more brand stuff. You want to hear more cryptocurrency. You want to hear more about the black, like, well, you know, like everything. Just tell me what you want to hear, what you're getting stuck on or what you just don't fully understand. I promise I'll run through it with you, right? Like, you're not going to message me and I'm going to have a course ready for you just to sit. Not at all. There's nothing like that, I promise. But yeah, and also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. I would greatly appreciate it. Again, this show, completely organic. I don't do no ads. I don't do no BS, like, trying to, like, just pump this. No, it's all organic. Someone either sent this podcast to you or you just found, like, it's all organic. No, this is no, like, so I don't know. I like it like that. I love that. Please send this episode. If you think this episode is helpful, please send this to someone or someone that doesn't understand or someone that shits on NFTs. Like, I wonder if they get a new perspective. Also, I've been thinking about, I'm sorry, I promise I'll end it here. One thing I've also been thinking about is I think it's really important. I know it's really important. I'm going to have someone on the podcast that shits on NFTs. What? Yes, I want to have someone on here that like doesn't that thinks it's stupid. There's someone that just da da da. And my whole thing is I'm not going to sit there and try to bash. I just truly want to understand and kind of want to like come to an agreement. You know, like kind of like just meet in the middle type. Like, okay, well, I see where you're coming from, but like type, right? To me, that's badass. That's I'm not trying to fight no one. I don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't think it's a thing? Okay, I don't give a shit. Next, you know what I'm saying? Just me. But already, that is the end of today's podcast. Again, I'm sorry. I know. Sorry that it took so long. But again, all this stuff is important information, and I've been having guests and I haven't been able to come spill this out, so you had to listen to it like this, which I'm sorry, or I don't know, maybe not, maybe you liked it. Let me know. I will see y'all on the next episode. Peace.